U.S. economy grew 2.3% in fourth quarter, short of expectations. The U.S. economy registered a smaller-than-expected rate of growth in the fourth quarter, reflecting a continuation of gains driven by consumer and government spending. According to the Bureau of Economic Analysis, inflation-adjusted gross domestic product, a gauge of all goods and services produced, for the period from October to December 2024 advanced at an annualized rate of 2.3%. The consensus forecast was for 2.6% growth. However, the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta significantly downgraded its fourth quarter GDP projections from 3.2% to 2.3%. Real consumer spending surged by 4.2% from 3.7% in the third quarter, which accounted for much of the previous quarter's expansion. Government outlays increased by 2.5%, representing a fifth of the final reading. Federal spending increased by 3.2% while state and local spending advanced by 2%. Harris Financial Group's managing partner, Jamie Cox, told the Epoch Times, "Headline growth appeared weak. However, the consumer is powering forward in a big way. The U.S. economy will likely outpace the rest of the world," Cox added. Prices were elevated in the home stretch of 2024, consistent with a wide array of inflation reports since September 2024. Before the fourth quarter GDP data was released, market observers were concerned that the U.S. goods trade gap would weigh on growth. According to the Census Bureau, the goods trade deficit widened to an all-time high of $122.11 billion in December 2024, higher than economists' expectations of $105.4 billion. Imports surged by 3.9% to $289.6 billion as companies prepared for President Donald Trump's potential tariff plans. Exports tumbled 4.5% to $167.5 billion due to decreased shipments of consumer goods, industrial supplies, and capital goods. Additionally, the November 2024 figure was also adjusted higher to $103.5 billion. Personal consumption expenditure price inflation climbed to 2.3%, up from 1.5%. Core PCE price inflation, which excludes the volatile energy and food components, edged up to 2.5% from 2.2%. Growth in the GDP price index, a measure of the prices of goods and services produced in the United States, rose to a smaller-than-expected rate of 2.2%. Overall, these numbers highlight the economy's momentum in concluding 2024 and what the new administration will inherit. The economy still registered solid real GDP growth last year because of robust growth of the labor force on the back of rising labor force participation and immigration, which alleviated the pandemic-era labor supply shortages, and because of aggressive fiscal stimulus to fund the Biden administration's industrial policy priorities, Bill Adams, chief economist for Comerica Bank, said in a note emailed to the Epoch Times. Economists anticipate more of the same in the first 3 months of 2025. According to the New York Fed staff nowcast model, the first quarter GDP growth rate of 2025 is estimated to be 3%. However, economic observers will be bracing for implemented policies from Trump and their effects on the broader economy. The second fourth quarter GDP estimate will be released on February 27. Charting the economic path. Because financial markets are forward-looking, investors applied little weight to the backward-looking GDP estimate. Traders have been putting more stock in the new administration's economic agenda, particularly on the trade front. While the president has yet to outline his trade policy in detail, he has threatened to impose tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China as early as February 1. Trump also threatened tariffs on Colombia and Taiwan. "We are going to look at pharmaceuticals, drugs, we are going to look at chips, semiconductors, and we are going to look at steel and some other industries, and you are going to see things happening," Trump said at a gathering of House Republicans on January 27. "The only way to get out of this is to build your plant. If you want to stop paying taxes or tariffs, build here in America." Economists fear that these policies could affect growth and revive inflationary pressures. Erica York, Vice President of Federal Tax Policy at the Tax Foundation, forecasts that 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico and 10% levies on China would reduce economic output by 0.4%, eliminate thousands of full-time jobs, and raise taxes by $1.2 trillion between 2025 and 2034. So far, the president has signed a presidential memorandum ordering departments and agencies to study U.S. trade relationships and other currencies. Changes in trade policy are something the Federal Reserve is going to watch, says Lon Erickson, portfolio manager at Thornburg Investment Management. The new administration has just taken over and there's been a flurry of executive orders, including several on tariffs and immigration, Erickson said in a note emailed to the Epoch Times. How these and other policy decisions impact the economy will be watched closely by the Fed and investors. Speaking to reporters at the January post-meeting press conference, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell stated there is a very, very wide range of possibilities for tariff effects. We don't know for how long or how much, what countries. We don't know about retaliation. We don't know how it's going to transmit through the economy to consumers. That really does remain to be seen, he said. The best we can do is what we've done, which is study up on this and look at the historical experience, read the literature, and think about the factors that might matter. And then we'll just have to see how it goes. The Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged on January 29, keeping the benchmark federal funds rate at a range of 4.25% to 4.5%. The meeting's outcome triggered a fierce response from President Trump, who lambasted the Fed for failing to stop the problem they created with inflation.